NBC Monitor News on the Hour, brought to you by the famous family of Chesterfield cigarettes. Regular, King, Filter, Menthol, and 101. They satisfy. Here's Neil Boggs.
The Apollo 7 astronauts are nearing their goal in a critical maneuver to hook up with the spacecraft's booster rocket. We'll have a report. The United States has suspended but not broken diplomatic relations with Panama because of the military takeover in that Central American nation. Secretary of State Rusk said this country is greatly concerned over the situation in Panama. A two-man junta to rule the country was appointed by the National Guard officers who carried out the coup. Panama's deposed president, Arnulfo Arias, took refuge in the U.S.-controlled canal zone. Two hecklers were ejected today, thrown out by his supporters as George Wallace spoke at the Mormon Tabernacle in Salt Lake City. The third-party presidential candidate accused the pair of committing a desecration through their actions and added, "You're the kind people in this country are sick and tired of." Wallace running mate General Curtis LeMay said in Raleigh, North Carolina, that political hecklers are led by communists. Recovering from a bout of flu, Democratic candidate Hubert Humphrey spent most of the day in his New York City hotel room. He did go out, however, to record a speech on law and order to be shown tonight on television. From Key Biscayne, Florida, where he's spending the weekend working and resting, Richard Nixon issued a statement on Cuba. While offering no specific proposals of his own, the Republican candidate said the U.S. has tended to overlook the serious and continuing problems the communist Castro regime pose. That Apollo report and more news after this from Chesterfield Cigarettes.
Pleasure is his. Pleasure is hers. Pleasure is and always was.
Chesterfield, filter and menthol.
Pleasure is a Chesterfield.
Taste them, they satisfy.
Once again, here's Neil Boggs.
The astronauts near a docking rendezvous. Here is Russ Ward at NBC News Apollo Space Center.
The Apollo 7 astronauts, now over the mid-Pacific in their 19th revolution of the Earth, are in the midst of another of the key objectives of this flight, a rendezvous with the second stage of their Saturn booster rocket. The spacecraft and the booster are close together, the astronauts using heavy thruster action to close the gap. They were flying at a lower orbit than the booster, which means they were going considerably faster. Here, a transmission moments ago from the spacecraft.
20 is between 50 and 60 feet per second at this point. We're just essentially holding station, moving in.
This is Houston. You heard Chiron say he was about 400 feet away from the target, braking at 50 to 60 feet per second, and it seemed to be going very nicely.
The last voice you heard, Paul Haney at the Mission Control Center in Houston. There will be no docking attempt, that is link-up, just formation flying at a distance of a few hundred feet or less. This formation will continue through the remainder of the 19th revolution, taking the spacecraft and the second stage booster across the United States. Russ Ward, NBC News at the Apollo Space Center.
Wild cheering welcomed Czechoslovakia's contingent as athletes from 108 countries took part in ceremonies in Mexico City opening the Olympic Games. Many in the crowd of 90,000 witnessing the spectacle joined in shouting, "Long live Czechoslovakia." Pope Paul, in a speech broadcast to Mexico City by Vatican Radio, blessed the Olympic Games while urging the athletes to be good sportsmen and apostles of peace. More in a moment.
When the temperature drops in Wolf Point, Montana, it drops with a bang. Last year, it plunged to a teeth-chattering minus 40 degrees, cold enough to make a lot of car owners worry about freeze-ups. But not the guys who protect their cars with DuPont Xerox antifreeze, because the temperature never drops below Xerox. Remember, the temperature never drops below Xerox.
In South Vietnam, bad weather curtailed air support for the U.S. defenders of the besieged Green Beret camp near Tung Duc. Near the camp, American Marines repelled a strong enemy attack. 31 enemy dead were counted after a battle lasting 3.5 hours. 8 Marines were killed in the fighting. Rhodesian Prime Minister Ian Smith says today is the crucial day in talks in Gibraltar with Prime Minister Harold Wilson of Britain. Unless there is substantial progress, British sources said, the conference on Rhodesia's future is unlikely to continue. Two of the five surviving sextuplets born last week in Birmingham, England, underwent surgery today for removal of intestinal obstructions. Both infants reported in critical condition. Again, the hour's top story, the Apollo 7 astronauts are nearing their goal in a critical maneuver to simulate a docking with the spacecraft's booster. Neil Boggs, NBC News, Washington.
Listen again on the hour when DuPont Xerox Antifreeze brings you NBC Monitor News. This is Monitor 68 with this message from the United Community Campaigns. Most of the problems brought into the Family Service Agency are husband-wife situations. And the family counselor is the understanding third party that helps families stay together. It's one of the services in your United campaign. Your one gift works many wonders for people of all ages, the United Way. Music now, here's Raymond Lefevre with Delilah. Jack Haskell, your host for Monitor 68. Question, would you like to eat whenever you want to and still lose weight? Now notice we said whenever you want to, not whatever. If the idea intrigues you, you'll enjoy meeting Mrs. Ann Gold, author of a new book, Diet Watcher's Guide. But first, music.
Can you think you want? And Alice is a
Christie Minstrels with their latest recommendation, Alice's Restaurant.
When the makers of the Lincoln Continental put their minds to a new kind of car, something good is bound to come of it. The good is Marquis, the most dramatically styled automobile since the Continental Mark III. Marquis, with probably more luxury than we've ever seen in a medium-priced car. Marquis makes no compromise with room and comfort. It's a luxury car in the classic sense. Lincoln Mercury leads the way with Marquis. No other car this year will offer you concealed headlamps, wall-to-wall tail lamps, a 429 cubic inch V8, automatic transmission, and the kind of ride you'd expect from the makers of the Lincoln Continental. Visit your Lincoln Mercury dealer first this year. Drive Marquis first.
Marquis makes it clear we've got a winner this year. Lincoln Mercury leads the
way. Well, diets come and diets go, but fat, it seems, goes on forever. That doesn't prevent new diets from being designed for the overweight. And one of the latest is contained in a new book. We'll meet its author in just a moment as the guest of former Miss America, Marilyn Vanderburgh. Here's Marilyn.
Here's good news. I bet you thought that collection of hand-me-down, found, and borrowed furniture was hopeless. As a matter of fact, it's right in style. Decorators are mixing all kinds of furniture styles and periods and calling it City Mix. The trick that can pull it all together is carpeting. But you won't have to go broke buying a carpet if you look for the 501 certification mark. The 501 mark means the carpet meets DuPont standards. First, you'll know it's made with 100% nylon pile, the longest-wearing, most durable carpet fiber there is. Then, the 501 mark tells you the carpet's been tested for pile weight, backing strength, and resistance to pilling and fading. 501 certified carpets come in a fabulous range of colors, styles, and textures. But the nicest thing about a carpet certified 501 is how gentle it is to your budget. So gather all your odds and ends together, arrange them on a carpet certified 501, and you're on your way to City Mix. My guest is Mrs. Ann Gold, founder of Diet Watchers Incorporated and co-author of The Diet Watchers Guide. Mrs. Gold, in your discussion of diet, you talk about unlimited foods and some foods that you can't ever touch. What would be an example of some of the unlimited foods?
All the vegetables. Lettuce, radishes, cucumber, squash, cauliflower, broccoli, asparagus. There are so many. There are about 30 unlimited foods.
Well, using these, we made what was just a marvelous, it was like almost a hot Japanese salad. We used Chinese cabbage, bean sprouts, mushrooms, summer squash, and the French-style string beans with soy sauce, and it was out of this world.
And you ate a lot of delicious, healthy food.
We ate a huge pot of it. Another one that doesn't sound very good, but I'd like you to give the ingredients, and may I say that it's just delicious, is the, do you call it the coffee malted milk?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What are the ingredients in that?
A half a cup of skim milk, a half a teaspoon of instant coffee, 2 saccharin tablets, and 6 thin ice cubes. Put the milk, the coffee, the saccharin, and 2 ice cubes in your blender and let the blender go. Then add 2 more ice cubes at a time, and when all the ice cubes are in, just let it go until it gets nice and thick. Presto, delicious malted.
It is so tasty. Right. I just don't tell anybody what's in it, and then they never know.
They won't believe you anyway. If you tell them this is diet malted, they don't believe you.
That's very
true.
Good
to be true.
That's true. Well, now, there are some things that you insist upon people having every single day. For instance, they must drink milk every day.
Oh, yes. That's so important.
Why?
Milk tones your muscles and tightens your skin. And while you're losing weight, it starts to contract the muscles. You get a lovely skin, a beautiful complexion, and you look lovely.
And, of course, you're talking about skim milk.
Yes, definitely. It's the only kind.
And you also say that they must have 1 slice of white enriched bread. Now, why do you choose white bread rather than, say, the stone ground?
Well, because the white enriched bread has the added vitamins to it, and it doesn't have any sugar. And it's cheap in price and very healthy.
What other things must people do on your diet?
They must eat 3 meals a day, minimum. They can eat around the clock, day and night, and still lose weight, but they must have a minimum of 3 meals.
Well, let's discuss one other thing. You talk about a care package.
Yes. A care package is a little chicken bouillon cube and a piece of fruit. It'll fit into your purse no matter where you go. You can always get a cup of boiled water. Put your bouillon cube in, dissolve it, you've got a cup of chicken broth. It'll hold you without a hunger pang until you have your dinner or your lunch served to you, or until you can get home to eat.
My guest has been Mrs. Ann Gold, founder of Diet Watchers Incorporated, and co-author of The Diet Watchers Guide. This is Marilyn Vanderber for Monitor. Have you ever had an upstairs neighbor that drove you wild with noise? If so, then you'll know that a carpet isn't just attractive, it's thoughtful. They haven't heard about 501 certified carpets. And it has to meet DuPont standards for 100% nylon pile, pile weight, backing strength, pill and fade resistance. When a carpet's certified 501, it'll put up with just about anything.
Marilyn Vanderber will be heard again tomorrow, brought to you by Carpets Certified 501 by DuPont, right here on the Monitor Beacon.
This is your fire-preventing friend, Smokey Bear, with a special word for city folks. Whenever you visit the great outdoors, please remember that your very presence in the forest is a threat to its life. All it takes to start a forest fire is one careless match, a campfire that isn't drowned, or a smoke that isn't crushed dead out. I need all the help I can get, folks. Please, only you can prevent forest fires.
When you play Fortune Phone, you can be a loser and love it, because WNBC's Lucky Fortune Phone losers get a second chance to win. This is Big Wilson. Every weekday morning between 5 and 9, I announce the name of a Fortune Phone loser. If that lucky loser calls me within 5 minutes, he wins $50. Fortune Phone losers are winners when they listen to Big Wilson mornings on WNBC Radio 66.
WNBC, Radio 66, New York.
At 19 minutes after the hour, this is Jack Haskell for Monitor 68. Just ahead, our sports expert, Joe Garagiola, with some comments on the world's fastest game. Right now, Monitor Music.
It's the way that I live, and I like it that way. Fall in love when I choose. Win or lose, why refuse love? It's the way that I live. Every night, every day, though I may break the rules, only fools never use love. With tomorrow an uncertain fact, I am using today to react to attractions my head tells me I cannot deny my heart. So I'll go on this way, making love night and day. Who is there to deny? This is why we are living. Criticize if you will, I am still as contented as lovers can be. And the way that I live is the way for me. With tomorrow an uncertain fact, I am using today to react to attractions my head tells me I cannot deny my this way, making love night and day. Who is there to deny? This is why we are living. Criticize if you will, I am still as contented as lovers can be. And the way that I live is the way.
Jones, The Way That I Live.
you could make a long-distance call to a zoo and take advantage of the new low rates on Saturday, which animal would you call?
An elephant.
You'd call an elephant?
Sure.
Is there anything in particular you'd say to
him? I could say, well, hello, Mr. Elephant. I know it's ridiculous talking to you, but I get a cheap rate.
Long distance is the next best thing to be in there.
On Saturday.
On Saturday.
The cheapest distance.
The cheapest distance.
Between 2 points.
Between 2 points.
It's a long distance line.
It's a long distance line.
The bell system.
It's a bell system.
The temperature is falling.
Relax. The temperature never drops below Xerex. DuPont Xerex Antifreeze.
Next, Monitor Sports with Joe Garagiola, brought to you by State Farm Fire and Casualty, world's largest homeowners insurance company. In 1 minute, a look at the new hockey season just getting underway. But first, this word from State Farm.
Hello, I'm Pat Paulson. One night, I was sitting in my den trying to relax with a good book in front of a roaring fire. I found it difficult to relax because I don't have a fireplace. Considering the situation carefully, I decided to call the fire department, and I also called my State Farm agent. I called him because I have a low-cost homeowner's policy from State Farm Fire and Casualty, the world's biggest homeowner's insurer. A policy that protects my home and belongings, that covers them in case of fire, storm, theft, that protects me in the event of, perish forbid, a liability lawsuit. Soon I had a check from State Farm to cover damages. I still don't have a fireplace, but I read a lot in front of the furnace.
For your home, your car, your life, and your health. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
Now, here's Joe Garagiola.
With all the excitement about this week's World Series, today's college football games, and the pro football on tap for tomorrow, it might be a good idea to take a note of the fact that the hockey season also starts competing for space on the sports page this weekend. The National Hockey League season got underway last night when Detroit played at Boston, St. Louis at Chicago, and Minnesota at Oakland. Tonight, Montreal is at Pittsburgh and Los Angeles at St. Louis. The other clubs will get started tomorrow when Toronto is at Detroit, New York at Chicago, Philadelphia at Boston, and Los Angeles at Oakland. There are a few changes this year. This is the second season of divisional play in the NHL, which last year went from 6 clubs to 12. This year, each team will meet every other club in its division 8 times, and each team in the other division 6 times. Last year, the breakdown was 10-4. There will also be some changes in the ranks of the coaches. At Montreal, Toe Blake has stepped down and turned over the club to Claude Ruel. As Phil Bengston found out at Green Bay about Vince Lombardi, Toe Blake can be a pretty tough act to follow. In New York, Emil Francis moves from coaching to become the full-time general manager of the Rangers and has hired Bernie Boom Boom Jeffrey on as his replacement on the bench. As an old baseball man, I'm used to these kind of changes except for one thing. Last year, Montreal finished first in its division and the Rangers finished second. Usually, it's the guys on the bottom who get replaced. That happened at Detroit. The Red Wings were last in their division last year, and Sid Abel is now the general manager, and Bill Gadsby is the new coach. And the Red Wings should be fun to watch, since Gadsby said at his first press conference, "I didn't see enough guys get knocked down last year." The other change is the only one affecting an expansion club. Bert Olmsted is out in Oakland, and the new coach is Fred Glover. One of the big human interest stories will be the return of Jacques Plante, one of the great goalies in league history. Plante, for many years a star with the Montreal Canadiens, comes back after a 3-year retirement to mind the nets for the St. Louis Blues. The biggest question mark in the league, without a doubt, is Boston Bruin defenseman Bobby Orr. Orr, a youngster who seems to have Hall of Fame written all over him, underwent surgery on his left knee last June. In a game as rough as hockey can be, especially on a defenseman, there's not much question that the knee is going to be tested. Much of the hopes for this year, as far as the Bruins are concerned, rests on that knee. And in Detroit, Gordie Howe is back. 22 years and 688 goals ago, Gordie Howe joined the Red Wings. Now, I'm not much for going out on a limb and making predictions, but I feel that I have to say something about Gordie Howe. As much as I admire his courage and his ability, I don't see how he can play in the National League more than another 10 years. But then again, I could be wrong. This is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports. And now this from A to Z Rental Service.
Well, the party season is on, so let your local A to Z Rental Center help you really have a fun time. Borrow extra folding chairs, tables, punch bowls, percolators, silverware, dishes, glasses, all you need for any party, from a formal banquet to an informal buffet, and at reasonable rates. See the yellow pages under rental service for your A to Z rental center. Borrow whatever your heart desires from A to Z. A to Z Rental Center.
For 1969, Ford presents The Going Thing.
Ford, it's a whole new thing. It's what's happening. It's The Going Thing. Ford, it's The Going Thing.
In the orchestra with a new one, Those Were the Days, on Monitor 68, heard throughout the continental United States. In the heart of Pennsylvania Dutchland, we're heard on WGAL Lancaster, Pennsylvania. We'll be back shortly. I'm Jack Haskell.
Stop! Don't touch that guy! We'll be back on Monitor in just a while.
Back to school.
Are you crazy? You want to go back to school? Tell me what's so great about school.
Lunchtime. That's when my mom takes me to Wetson's for lunch.
You mean your mom buys you Wetson's hamburgers every day?
No, sometimes she gets me southern fried chicken and a chocolate Wetson's thick shake. Sometimes I get fish and chips. Sometimes I have a Wetson's cheeseburger and french fries. My mom treats me to a different Wetson's food every day.
Gee, do you think your mom could use an extra kid?
You love Wetson's Taste of Happiness on a bun.
Ladies, with your children back at school, work part-time at Wetson's for extra cash. Apply at any Wetson's.
You're on your way with Charlie Brown's Traffic Reports. Weekdays, 3 to 7 p.m. on WNBC, Radio 66, New York.
This is Jim Iyer, WNBC News. It's 5:30, 65 degrees in New York and cloudy. Well, prospects for avoiding a third strike against New York City school system are dim at this hour. Teachers Union President Albert Chanker today elaborated on his reasons for another strike call. The primary reason is the reinstatement of seven rebel principals in the controversial Ocean Hill, Brownsville Experimental District. Chanker says school superintendent Bernard Donovan betrayed teachers by the reinstatement. Union leader claims the principals intimidated union teachers. A strike vote by the union's membership is set to follow a union delegate meeting tomorrow afternoon. The former U.N. Ambassador Arthur Goldberg today continued his efforts to reach new contract agreements between New York City and the police, firemen, and sanitation workers' unions. The head of the sanitation workers' union has warned that he'll meet with his union colleagues tomorrow. At that time, they'll consider what action to take if an initial extension of the sanitation men's contract expires. Negro comedian Dick Gregory brought his presidential campaign to the streets of Newark's riot-scarred Central Ward today. The bodyguards prevented newsmen from speaking to Gregory. About 100,000 persons marched up Fifth Avenue in the annual Columbus Day Parade. The weather will be fair and mild tonight, a low in the 50s. It'll be sunny and mild on Sunday with a high in the 70s. This is Jim Iyer, WNBC News. Now back to Monitor.
Sounds of our times.
If your light bulbs are too shadowy and glaring, why not do what the experts all advise? Join the General Electric Song, White Light Society, for prevention of cruelty to eyes. So if you're getting bleary-eyed, teary-eyed, and weary-eyed, give your eyes a wonderful surprise. Join the General Electric Soft White Light Society for prevention of cruelty to eyes. Join the General Electric Soft White Light Society for prevention of cruelty to eyes.
With General Electric Soft White Bulbs, there's less shadow, less glare. So get GE Soft Whites and be kind to your eyes.
Join the General Electric Soft White Light Society for prevention of cruelty to eyes.
Don't move, just leave your dial out. Here's Monitor. Lean back and stay a while now. Here's Monitor.
Yes, sir, this is Monitor 68, and I'm your host, Jack Haskell. In this half hour, all the latest sports news and results, including college football scores. But first, Monitor music. This is a new one from Glenn Campbell, and it seems to be about a telephone worker in Kansas. The title is Wichita Lineman, authored by Jim Webb.
I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road. Searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wire. I can hear you through the whine. And the Wichita lineman Small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I'd need you more than want you, and I want you for all time.
America's Olympic favorite in the 100-meter dash, drew lane one in heat two in tomorrow's trials. Hines says he prefers lane one. He's completely recovered, by the way, from having two teeth pulled, and he fears only teammate Charlie Green. He thinks he's capable of running 9.9 or even 9.8, and Hines, by the way, is co-holder of the world's record at 9.9. You know, amazingly enough, the Olympic athletes who are in the greatest danger of getting dry, chapped lips are the swimmers. The combination of harsh chemicals in the water, sun glare, and water itself is murder on lips. Well, that's one good reason why ChapStick Lip Balm was selected for use by the U.S. Olympic team. ChapStick protects lips from the effects of sun, wind, and even harsh chemicals. And it soothes and helps heal lips that are already chapped, too. Pick up a tube of ChapStick wherever you shop. And don't take your lips anywhere without it. Next on Monitor, Focus on the News with Chet Huntley, brought to you by Botany 500 and Dacron. In 1 minute, Focus on the News as Chet Huntley examines the developments in Czechoslovakia in perspective of passing time. You know, Botany 500 started a fashion flare-up in men's clothing. The old, drab, heavy box look has been overthrown. Reliable sources say that Dacron, the famous fiber from DuPont, is behind the revolution. Botany 500 executives confirmed the reports. They stressed, however, the important role played by quality tailoring with the Daroff personal touch. Never, they said, has styling been so great, shape so vital, or colors and patterns so exciting. Exclusive fall weight blends of Dacron polyester and wool are definitely the look of things to come. They're the height of luxury and unbeatable for holding a press. Across the nation, men are reacting. The demand for Botany 500 clothes is unprecedented. See the fashion flare-up at your nearest Botany 500 store soon. Your own fashion flare-up starts there. Now, here's Chet Huntley.
A bit farther away now from the events of a few weeks ago in Czechoslovakia, we are beginning to get a sense of what price the Russians paid for their ham-handedness. It was only a few days ago that many of the communist leaders of the world met in Budapest to determine a bit of the future and to ascertain how some of the pieces might be picked up. The principal item on the agenda was the World Congress of Communist Parties, which the Soviets have tried to organize and schedule for several years. We cannot appreciate what this World Congress of Communist Parties has meant to the Russians, but it was clearly desired as an instrument by which the Soviets could establish their world leadership of the communist movement, a leadership sorely challenged by the Chinese and the Albanians, by Yugoslavia and the Romanians, and sometimes by comparative upstarts such as Castro of Cuba. But at Budapest a few days ago, leaders of a number of communist parties, the French and the Italians and others, told the Russians that now is no time for such a Congress, that the rest of the world, even the communist world, is not kindly disposed to Soviet leadership when Red Army forces are still stationed in Czechoslovakia in substantial numbers. This many weeks after the Soviet invasion of Czechoslovakia, there continues only a deafening silence out of Moscow. There has been no Central Committee meeting to approve of what has been done. No statement has come from the Politburo, and no Soviet leader has issued a major speech on the subject. A study of the Soviet press in the past 6 weeks also yields the conclusion that the Kremlin has not pulled itself together to hit upon a universal theme of explanation. The newspaper Pravda has from the first been scolding the Czechoslovaks, but the other newspaper, Izvestia, has been much more conciliatory. From other sources and by other means, we have come into possession of little hints here and there that the audacity of the Soviet action has not received universal applause, even in Russia. Finally, the Russians have given a few signs that they are genuinely fearful that their invasion of Czechoslovakia has deteriorated their relations with the West and with the uncommitted. But certainly the loudly proclaimed policy of the 20th Soviet Party Congress, offering what they call different roads to socialism, has been shot down, and Moscow is in need of more time to determine what to do about it. Chet Huntley, NBC News.
There's a fashion flare-up going on in men's clothing this fall, and Botany 500 started it with exclusive blends of Dacron and wool. Never, Botany 500 executives say, has styling been so great, shape so vital, or colors and patterns so exciting. Quality tailoring with a dare-off personal touch plays an important role in the revolution, as does Dacron polyester, DuPont's famous press-holding fiber. See the fashion flare-up at your nearest Botany 500 store soon. Your own fashion flare-up starts there. Focus on the News with Chet Huntley will be heard again tomorrow, brought to you by Botany 500 and Dacron. Ahead, another late report on the flight of Apollo 7. So stay here on the Monitor Beacon.
Announcing the return of something that's been missing from movies for a long, long time. The return of the happy ending. It comes with a new comedy called With Six You Get Egg Roll, starring Doris Day and Brian Keith. For those of you too young to remember, a happy ending isn't simply the part of the movie where everything comes out all right. It's also the thing that movies used to have that made it possible for you to leave the theater with a smile instead of confusion on your face and a feeling of warmth inside instead of a depressing little ache. It's a happy movie. It's about people, not freaks, people. With Six You Get Egg Roll, in color. It's a good time. And isn't that what you go to the movies for?
This CBS film is now playing at Showcase Theaters. Consult your newspaper for the one nearest you.
WNBC, Radio 66, New York. This is NBC News, the flight of Apollo 7. This is Russ Ward at the Apollo Space Center. The astronauts are now over the South Atlantic in the start of their 20th revolution of the Earth. They have completed their rendezvous with the second stage of the Saturn booster. The spacecraft was following the target by about 100 miles when the flyers used their onboard thrusters to maneuver up for some close formation flying. Here, an exchange between the spacecraft and Mission Control Center in Houston. Astronaut Don Eisley speaking.
Everything was pretty nominal as far as the solutions were concerned. We had a disky solution of 3.6 for the mid-course. Wall had a 1.7 solution on his charts. We split the difference and did 2 feet per second aft. And that slid us right in there. And except for a little bit of cross-plane correction that Wally had to make at the tail end, we were nominal right up the pike.
How close are you now?
We're close to about 70 feet. It's tumbling rather wildly, so we're trying to stay away from it.
Roger, I understand.
Apollo 7 astronauts talking with Mission Control on the now completed rendezvous maneuver with the second stage Saturn booster. In a conversation between spacecraft commander Walter Schirra and Mission Control a short time ago, it was agreed that the onboard television camera would be used after the 45th revolution, which means no in-space television pictures until Monday morning at the earliest. Russ Ward, NBC News at the Apollo Space Center. Coverage of the flight of Apollo 7 will continue on monitor and on NBC Radio for the duration of the mission. This is Jack Haskell inviting you now to join me in listening to the Four Jacks and a Jill with their new one. Hey, mister.
When the makers of the Lincoln Continental put their minds to a new kind of car, something good is bound to come of it. The good is Marquis, the most dramatically styled automobile since the Continental Mark III. Marquis, with probably more luxury than we've ever seen in a medium-priced car. Marquis makes no compromise with room and comfort. It's a luxury car in the classic sense. Lincoln Mercury leads the way with Marquis. No other car this year will offer you concealed headlamps, wall-to-wall tail lamps, a 429 cubic inch V8, automatic transmission, and the kind of ride you'd expect from the makers of the Lincoln Continental. Visit your Lincoln Mercury dealer first this year. Drive Marquis first.
Marquis makes it clear we've got a winner this year. Lincoln Mercury.
Hugo Montenegro's orchestra and the good, the bad, and the ugly. And that doesn't seem to leave many folks out, does it? People, events, national and worldwide datelines. That's next on NBC Monitor News on the Hour. So stay tuned. Jack Haskell here.
This is Jay Barbary inviting you to follow the progress of America's first three-man orbital flight on NBC Radio.
how you can provide for your children, grandchildren, nephews, or nieces, and still have complete control over your savings is now here explained. Just as an example, let's suppose you deposit $10,000 in a trust savings account at the Dime Savings Bank, the big savings bank for all New York. Name on the account those you wish to provide for. While living, you have complete control over your savings, but if anything happens to you, the proceeds are payable to those you've named. Based on the Dime's latest dividend of 5% a year, paid from day of deposit, compounded quarterly, if you deposited $10,000 at the Dime for a child 1 year old, it would grow to over $160,000 before taxes at age 56. Don't wait. For postage-free forms to open your account by mail, write Trust Savings, WNBC Radio, 30 Rockefeller Plaza, New York, New York. That's Trust Savings, WNBC Radio, 30 Rockefeller Plaza, New York, New York. The Dime Savings Bank of Brooklyn, a member of the FDIC.
You wake up with Big Wilson. You'll hear music on WNBC, Radio 66, New York.